B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf lamed gimel. We're going to start five lines from the top of the omud. Says the Gemara, "My Rebbe u'my Rabbonon." We saw on daf lamed beis omud beis that the opinion of Rebbe was that anything which is osur on Shabbos only midrabbonon, bein hashmashos, one is allowed to do those activities because the Chachomim only said that those melachos were osur, those activities were osur on Shabbos proper. And on daf lamed omud beis we saw that the Rabbonon argue and say that anything that the Chachomim said midrabbonon is osur on Shabbos is also osur bein hashmashos. Those things that are osur min haTorah on Shabbos, of course they're osur bein hashmashos. Bein hashmashos is a sofik. Every moment of bein hashmashos is a sofik if it's already Shabbos. However, since it's a sofik, there's a discussion, machlokes, whether the isurim midrabbonon are also osur bein hashmashos. According to Rebbe, they are not. According to the Rabbonon, they are. And now the Gemara is asking, my Rebbe or my Rabbonon, where's the original argument, Rebbe and Rabbonon, situated on what were they arguing? Tanya, we're going to see in a brisa. Nosnoi be'ilon lemailo me'asara tfochim, and we've seen similar cases to this before. If somebody puts an eruv above 10 tfochim off the ground in a tree, with all the conditions that we saw on the Flamant base, then Ein eruvoy eruv, the eruv is not a valid eruv. Lemato me'asara tfochim. If, however, you put the eruv lower than 10 tfochim off the ground on the tree, then eruvoy eruv. The eruv is a valid eruv. Va'osa litloy. But you're not allowed to actually, on Shabbos, take the eruv off the tree because you're not allowed to take anything off a tree on Shabbos in fear. The Chachomim said, we're afraid that you're going to break a branch off, which is osa. And therefore, even on Shabbos proper, you're not allowed to take the Eruv down, but the Eruv is a valid Eruv. And we're going to see in a minute, this is Rebbe who says that Bein Hashmoshes, which is the time that the Eruv actually has to be valid, is a time where you're allowed to take something off a tree, because it's only osa midrabbonon on Shabbos. B'toich Shloisha, muter litloi. If the Eruv is within 3 tvachim off the ground, then there's no issue with taking the Eruv off the tree, and therefore, even on Shabbos proper, you can take the Eruv away. That's the ratio of the Braisa. The Seifa of the Braisa, Nosnoi b'kalkolo. If you put the Eruv in a basket, v'toloi b'ilon, and you hang it on the tree, afilu l'maylo me'asara tvachim, Eruvoy Eruv. Even though it's above 10 tvachim, nonetheless, the Eruv is going to be valid, Divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. And obviously, we're going to have to discuss soon what size tree is this, above 10 tvachim, depending on the size of the tree, what the halachas are going to be. We're going to let the Gemara discuss it. We're just reading the Braisa at face value. The Chachomim say, Kol mokim she'osur litloy ein Eruvoy Eruv. You, Rebbe, who say that an Eruv is valid, but you're not allowed to take the Eruv off the tree, we Chachomim hold that anything that you're not allowed to take down on Shabbos, the Eruv is not valid. So first and foremost, we have to understand, Rebbe said that two cases were a good Eruv. Either if it's in a basket, even above 10 tvachim, or if it's below 10 tvachim, nothing to do with the basket. If it's on the tree, below 10 tvachim, the Eruv is a good Eruv. The Chachomim were commenting on one of them, saying that since you're not allowed to remove the Eruv from its place on Shabbos, it's not a valid Eruv. The question is, were the Chachomim arguing with when the Eruv was in the basket above 10 tvachim, or were they arguing when the Eruv was on the tree below 10 tvachim? So the Gemara is going to discuss that. The Chachomim ahai. What were the Chachomim talking about? Ilema aseifa. Were they talking about the seifa, which means that when it's in a basket above 10 tvachim, that Rebbe said, since it's in a basket, you're allowed to, it's a good Eruv, and the Chachomim was saying it's not a good Eruv. Why would that be true? It would only be true if, according to Rebbe, it's a good Eruv, because the very fact that the Eruv is in a basket and not directly on the tree, then there's no issa to take down the Eruv. Well, would the Chachomim be arguing with that? Could it be that this would be a source that the Chachomim hold that even when something is in a basket hanging on a tree, you're not allowed to take something off the basket. It's in the same issa as taking something off a tree on Shabbos. Would that be true? That cannot be true, because in other places in Shas, where the discussion, where there's an argument, a discussion, whether you're allowed to, that whether the Chachomim also said you're not allowed to take something off a basket that's hanging off on a tree, and not only to take something off a tree, nowhere in Shas did we mention that there's a Shittas Chachomim who say that it's Asa. So that cannot be what the Chachomim are arguing about. And they agree that to take something off a basket on Shabbos would be Mutter. So they obviously agree with what Rebbe said, that if it's in a basket, even above 10 Tfachim, it will be a good Eruv. Elo Aresha, they must have been arguing on the first part of the Braisa. In the first part of the Braisa where Rebbe said that if the Eruv is lower than 10 Tfachim, the Eruv is a good Eruv, even though you're not allowed to take the Eruv off the tree on Shabbos. Here the Chachomim argued and said that since you're not allowed to take the Eruv off on Shabbos, it's not a good Eruv. What's the point that they're arguing in? Exactly this point. Everybody agrees that an Eruv only has to become valid Bein HaShmoshis. Everybody agrees that on Shabbos proper, you're not allowed to take the food off the tree. The question is, are you allowed to take the food off the tree Bein HaShmoshis? Rebbe says you are allowed to, in which case it's a good Eruv. The Chachomim say that even though it's only also Midrabonon, it's also Bein HaShmoshis, so the Eruv is not valid. So where we left so far, just to make things clear, everybody agrees that an Eruv above 10 Tfachim, which is lying on the tree, is not a good Eruv. Everybody agrees that if the Eruv above 10 Tfachim is in a basket hanging from a tree, that it is a good Eruv. And where's the Machlekas? If it's lower than 10 Tfachim on the tree, according to Rebbe, it's a good Eruv. According to the Chachomim, it's not a good Eruv. And the only points that we've discussed so far is whether one is allowed to take it off the tree or not take it off the tree. But there's more to discuss here. Because even let's say that you're allowed to take something off a tree, we have to work out, but is it always mutter? Let's say it's not a tree, let's say it's just a pole. Is it always mutter to take something from above 10 tvachim to below 10 tvachim? That depends. In the event that this tree was 4 tvachim wide, then the above 10 tvachim would be considered a Roshus Hayochid. So even according to Rebbe, we would have a problem. How can you take the Eruv down? So it's true you don't have a problem with using a tree, but you have a problem with taking from Roshus Hayochid to Roshus HaRabim, which is an Issa Do'iraisa on Shabbos, and would be also even Bein HaShmoshes. If, however, the tree is less than 4 Tvachim wide, then the tree is considered a Mokim Ptur. To take something from a Mokim Ptur down to Roshus HaRabim is Mutter on Shabbos. So if we look at the first halacha that we said, if the Eruv is on the tree above 10 Tvachim, it's definitely not a good Eruv. Well, if the tree is 4 Tvachim wide, I can understand that. If the tree is not 4 Tvachim wide, I don't understand it. It's a Mokim Ptur, then why is it not a good Eruv? I can take it down from the tree to the Roshus HaRabim on Shabbos. Why is it not a good Eruv? And the second halacha, where Rebbe says, and the Chachomim agree with him, that if it's above 10 Tvachim and it's hanging in a basket off the tree, then Rebbe says it is a good Eruv. Well, here the opposite is true. It's if the tree is less than 4 Tvachim, if it's a Mokim Ptur, then I understand why the Eruv is a good Eruv. The tree is a Mokim Ptur, and the basket hanging off it is no less of a Mokim Ptur, and therefore you can take the Eruv down. But in that event, we don't understand why, if it's not in the basket, it should be a problem. And in the event that the tree itself is a Roshus HaYochid, it's 4 Tvachim wide, then the basket would be considered Tzidei Roshus HaRabim. There's a halacha which we're not going to discuss at length here, it's Sugis later on, that something which is on the side of the Roshus HaYochid, it's adjacent to Roshus HaYochid, has the halachas of Roshus HaYochid. So if the tree is a Roshus HaYochid, then the basket hanging on the tree is also Roshus HaYochid. So it's all very good, there's no problem to as far as using a tree is concerned, but there should be a problem with taking food from the basket, which is Roshus HaYochid, into the Roshus HaRabim. So in other words, we have to understand, if the tree is a mokim p'tur, it should be a good eruv, irrespective of whether it's in a basket or not. And if the tree is four tefachim wide, and it's a reshus hayachid, the eruv should not be a good eruv, irrespective of whether it's in a basket or not in a basket. And this is something which the Gemara is now going to ask, and we have to understand. Let's see this inside. Hay ilon heichadomi. What's the status of this tree? Id les barba. If the tree is not four tefachim wide, mokim p'turu. The tree is considered a mokim p'tur, which is a no domain. And it's even mutter on Shabbos to take something from a mokim p'tur into Roshus Hayochid or from a mokim p'tur into Roshus Harabim. So it's called a mokim p'tur. If it's a mokim p'tur, then it should be that you can take the Eruv down, and therefore it's a kosher Eruv with a basket and without a basket. V'id is be'arba, and if it is four tefachim wide, kinosnei bekalkolo, may have. And if it's four tefachim wide, then the tree is Roshus Hayochid, the basket hanging on it is tzidei Roshus Hayochid, and it should be equally osa to take the Eruv down, and the Eruv should be equally invalid, irrespective of whether there's a basket or not. And you said over here in the Braisa that if it's in a basket, the Eruv is a good Eruv. That is the question which the Gemara is asking. So there's going to be two solutions for this. Omer Ravina, Ravina is giving the first one. Reisha, de isbe arba. Sefer, de lesbe arba. The first part, the first halacha, that if it's on the tree and it's not in a basket, where the Brice has said that it's not a good Eruv, that's talking about where the tree is four tefachim wide. Okay, it's four tefachim wide, therefore it's not a good Eruv. And the Sefer, and the second part, the part that says that if it's in a basket, it is a good Eruv, de les be'arba, is talking about where the tree is a mokim p'tur. The question is, if the tree is a mokim p'tur, then why does it say because it's in a basket? We're saying that the part of the Mishnah that says that the Eruv is a good Eruv is because it's in a basket. Well, if it's only okay if it's in the basket because the tree itself is a mokim p'tur, then I don't need the basket. Say I've put it on the tree and it's a good Eruv. The answer is no. Because if you would put it on the tree and the tree is less than four tefachim, it's a mokim p'tur, it would not be a good Eruv. Not because there's the problem of taking it off the tree, because according to Rebbe, taking it off the tree is not a problem. It's not because you're carrying from one Roshus to another, it's also not a problem, because carrying from a Mokim P'tur to Roshus Harabim is mutter. There's a third issue. There's a new problem that an Eruv that is above 10 Tfachim, an Eruv that's below 10 Tfachim, it's as if it's on the ground, and it's considered as if it's resting on a significant area. However, an Eruv that's placed above 10 Tfachim off the ground, it doesn't have to be on a Roshus Hayochid, but it does have to be on a significant surface of 4x4 tefachim. Just for argument's sake, just for an example, if you had an upright thin pole that was very narrow, and on top of it you had a board, a shelf with no sides, just a board that was 4x4 tefachim wide, it would not be considered a Roshus Hayochid. As we said, as we've learned previously, that if Gdim, if the kids, the animals, can go underneath the Roshus Hayochid, it's not considered a Roshus Hayochid. It is, however, a significant surface of 4x4 Tvachim. So over here, there's a third halacha that has to be taken into account, that any Eruv that's placed above 10 Tvachim must be on a surface of 4 Tvachim. So if you just have the tree, even though the tree is a Mokim P'tur, and you would be allowed to, in as far as carrying is concerned, you'd be allowed to carry the Eruv from the tree down to the ground, the Roshus Hayoch, to the Roshus Harabim, however, it would not be a kosher Eruv because it's not resting on a significant area. However, if you have a basket that's hanging on the tree, then the basket together with the tree emerges into a single broad area of four tefachim, and then placing an Eruv on that area will be considered a significant place and the Eruv is valid. And that's why it says that if you have a basket there, then providing that it's not a Roshus Hayochid, which means providing that the tree itself is not four tefachim wide, then if it's in the basket, it's a good Eruv. If it's not in a basket, it's not a good Eruv. Let's see that inside. Omer Ravina, Reisha de Isbe Arba. The first halacha that says that an Eruv that's above 10 tvachim is not a good Eruv is talking about the tree is a Roshus HaYochid. The tree is 4 tvachim wide, and therefore the food, the Eruv, is in Roshus HaYochid, and you're not allowed to take Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim. Sefer, the part of the Braisa that says that if it's in a basket, it is a good Eruv, the Les Be'arbo, is talking about the tree itself is not 4 tvachim. So the tree is considered a Mokim Ptur. And as far as the carrying from the Mokim Ptur into Roshus HaRabim, it's Muta. V'kalkolo, Mashlimosei La'arbo, but even though it's a Mokim Ptur, it's not a good Eruv because it's not resting on a significant area of 4 tvachim. But with the basket, Mashlimosei, it combines with the tree to make an area significant of 4 tvachim. V'rebi sova lokereb meir, v'sova lokereb yuda. And this that we've just explained is based on the fact that Rebbe holds of Reb Meir and holds of Reb Yehuda. Sova lokereb meir, he holds like Reb Meir, do'omar choykekin lahashlim. It's only with Reb Meir that you can say that even though the Eruv itself is in the basket, and the basket is not for Tvachim, but is so to speak, we carve out what's beyond the basket, virtually speaking, and pretend and assume that it's part of the area of the basket, adding up to 4 tvachim. We've had this, if you remember, in the Gemara previously, with mezuzah. A doorway of a mezuzah, if it's a curved and arched doorway, then you have to be able to carve, so to speak, into the doorframe, making sure that you square it off to be the right dimensions. We're not going to go back into that now, but the same concept is here. If you have the basket, which is not really 4 tvachim, but with the tree it's 4 tvachim, then it's, so to speak, you carve out the tree to be an extension of the basket, and then it's on a significant surface. V'sova lak Reb Yehuda. And Rebbe obviously holds like Reb Yehuda, do'omar be'inon Eruv al gabi mokim arbo. That the Eruv has to be on a mokim arbo. And without the basket, v'leka, you wouldn't have 4 tvachim. That's why he says that if only because you have the basket, then the Eruv is a good Eruv. Because all three issues don't apply. The issue of being able to take off a tree, Rebbe says is okay, because Rebbe says that since taking something off a tree is only Issa Darabonon, Beinash Moshes, it's Muta. The issue of taking from an area above 10 Tvachim, which could be Roshus HaYochid, into Roshus HaRabim, and that would be Osa, also doesn't apply because it's talking about that the tree is less than 4 Tvachim wide, it's a Mokim Ptur. And the last issue that would apply is that the Eruv actually has to be resting on a surface of 4 Tvachim, if we combine, and that is the opinion of Reb Yehuda, combined with Reb Meir, then we understand that the basket, together with the tree, makes a significant area, and therefore, if it's in the basket, the Eruv is a good Eruv. My Reb Yehuda, we have to know, where is this Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda holds that an Eruv has to be on a significant surface of 4x4 Tvachim? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Reb Yehuda Oimer, Noatz, if somebody sticks a pole into Roshus HaRabim, ve'iniach eruvoy oleo, and he puts an eruv on top of this pole, gavoya asoro v'rochav dalad. In the event that this pole is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, in that case, eruvoy eruv, then in that case, the eruv is going to be an eruv. Even though a person would typically be sitting or wanting to acquire his place of residence on the floor of the Roshus HaRabim, and this pole being 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high is Roshus HaYochid, it's okay. We saw in the Gemara said before, Rava said on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Rava said, Hanoisin Eruvo Yesh Le'arba Amos, the 4 Amos around a person who's acquired his residence, wherever it is, in Eruv, then we assume that the whole 4 Amos around him, all the way up to the sky, is considered as his domain, and therefore, even though, halachically speaking, he's in Roshus HaRabim, and the Eruv is in Roshus HaYochid, and you're not allowed to take the food down on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to take from Roshus HaYochid to Roshus HaRabim, but it's considered a good Eruv, because in the world of Tchumin, it's considered as if it's in the same domain. V'imlav, and if it does not comply with the conditions of 10 high and 4 wide, ein eruvoy eruv, then the eruv is not a good eruv. Now, we have to understand, when it says imlav, what does that mean? Does that mean it's not 4 tvachim wide? Or does it mean it's not 10 tefachim high? That we have to understand. So at first, the Gemara thought that the imlav means that it's not 10 tefachim high. And if it's not 10 tefachim high, the Eruv is not a good Eruv. Asks the Gemara, Adarabba, if it's not 10 tefachim high, hu ve Eruv b'mokim echod? Then he's in Roshus Horabim. The Eruv, which is not 10 tefachim high, is also in Roshus Horabim. They're both in the same Eruv, why, in the same domain, in the same mokim. Why should the Eruv not be valid? El hachikoma, what it meant is as follows. Gavoya asara, it's got to be at any rate 10 tefachim high. It's got to be that it's also 4 tefachim wide. And then the Brice is saying, and if it's not 4 tefachim wide, even though it's 10 tefachim high, then it's not valid. Why? Because any area of above 10 tefachim needs to be on a surface of 4 tefachim wide. This is the Rebbe Yehuda that we're speaking about. And then we deduce from there, it's not explicit, we deduce from there, Ein Gavoy Asara, in the event that it's not 10 tefachim high, this condition of needing 4 tefachim wide only applies if the pole is 10 tefachim high. So if we were to read, go back and read the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's gavoya asara, then v'roch bo dalad, you need that it should be dalad wide, and that's when eruva eruv, imlav, if it's not dalad wide, ein eruva eruv. And then Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about if it's not 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, you do not need this condition of 4 tefachim. So that's where the Rabbi Yehuda was. Continues the Gemara. Keman deloike Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The explanation that Ravina said before, that the reason that if the Eruv is in the basket is that it is a good Eruv, is as follows. Because the tree is less than 4 tefachim wide, it's a mokim ptur. And therefore there's no issue of taking something from the tree down into the Roshos HaRabim. However, we need to have that it's the Eruv is on a surface, a significant surface of 4 tefachim wide. Then we said that's why you have the kalkolo, you have the basket, which together with the tree makes a significant surface. The big question is, now that we've combined the salsolo, the basket, with the tree, and you have 4 tefachim, is the area underneath it not a Roshos HaYochid? So we explained before that it's not a Roshos HaYochid. If it was a Roshos HaYochid, you would not be allowed to take it on Shabbos or even Bein HaShmoshes from the Roshos HaYochid down into the Roshos HaRabim. And we explained, why is it not a Roshos HaYochid? Because there's an airspace under this basket which is totally open. And any Roshos HaYochid where animals can just easily go underneath it, it's not considered a Roshos HaYochid. And that Gemara says, Kaman is deloik Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have any surface of 4x4 tefachim, 10 tefachim high, it's always considered a Roshos HaYochid, irrespective of what's going on underneath it. And if it's a Roshos HaYochid, then what Ravina said would not work. Because even if the tree is a mokim ptur, and the basket is helping the tree just be a surface of 4 tefachim, it's going to make the Eruv be on Roshos HaYochid, not on a mokim ptur, and then the Eruv would not be valid. Not like Rebbe said in the Braisa, that if it's in the basket, the Eruv is valid. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Noat Kono b'Roshos HaRabim. If you stick a pole into a Roshos HaRabim, V'hiniach b'Roshoy Traskel. A Traskel is a basket which is 4 tefachim wide, and you put this basket on top of the pole, V'Zorak, and then you throw from one point in the Roshos HaRabim, v'noch al gabov, and it lands on top of this basket, chayev is going to be chayev. Why should he be chayev? He's only chayev if it was he lifted up whatever he threw in the Roshos HaRabim, which he did, and it landed in Roshos HaYochid. He didn't land in Roshos HaYochid. It's just a basket on top of a pole, which should have the same status as a basket hanging from a tree, where even though it's 4x4 tefachim wide, but it's not the area underneath it, or the whole area is not considered a Roshos HaYochid, because things can go underneath it. So why is he chayev? It must be that he holds that because even though it's underneath the basket, it's not 4 tefachim wide, since the basket itself is 4 tefachim wide, and is 10 tefachim off the ground, it's a Roshos HaYochid, not like Rebbe that we saw before. Says the Gemara, no. Afilo teim Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe could even hold like Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. And Hossam, over there is different. In the case of this traskel, this basket that's sitting on top of a pole, Hodron Mechitzta. The basket itself is 4 tefachim wide. Since the basket is 4 tefachim wide, we look at the walls as being extended down, good achis, all the way down. And you have a virtual type of wall that's all the way down to the ground. In that case, it's considered a Rosh Hashayochid. Hochab, however, we hear, Loi Hodron Mechitzta, the basket itself is not 4 tefachim wide. And it's not encircling the whole tree, creating a Rosh Hashayochid of 4 tefachim wide. It's just a relatively small basket. It's true that together with the width of the tree, it's considered 4 tefachim and the Eruv is on a significant surface. But the area underneath it is not large enough to create a Rosh Hashayochid. And therefore, in that case, even Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda would agree that the area underneath is not a Rosh Hashayochid. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar. Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to argue with Ravina. Let's backtrack. We had a question. If the tree mentioned in the Braisa is 4 tefachim wide, then we understand that if the Eruv is above 10 tefachim, the Eruv is not valid because you cannot take the Eruv down because you're not allowed to take something, even Bein Hashmoshes, from Rosh Hashayochid down into Rosh Hashorabim. However, when it's in a basket, we said that it's a good Eruv. And the Gemara said that if the tree itself is Rosh Hashayochid, and the basket is called Tzidei Rosh Hashayochid, it should be equally osa to take the Eruv from the basket as it was from the tree. Why, if the Eruv is in the basket, is it a good Eruv? And Ravina says that the part about the basket is actually not talking about a tree that's 4 tefachim wide. It's talking about a tree that's mokim p'tur, as we discussed till now. Rabbi Yirmiyah is arguing with that. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, the whole braisa is talking about a tree that's 4 tefachim wide. And if the tree, since it's 4 tefachim wide, above 10 tefachim, if you put the Eruv on the tree, it's not a valid Eruv because you cannot take the food from the tree into the Rosh Hashorabim, which is where this person was trying to acquire his residence for Shabbos. However, in a basket, if you put the Eruv in a basket, it is okay. And we asked, why should it be okay? It's considered Tzidei Rosh Hashorabim, it's an extension to the Rosh Hashayochid, and it should be equally also to take the Eruv out of the basket onto the Rosh Hashorabim. So why is it a good Eruv? And Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to throw us a very strange and new concept, which in the next daf we're going to discuss at length. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, Shani Kalkola, Hoyil V'yochil Lintoiso. This made the magic word Hoyil V'yochil. Since he could, which means potentially there's something he could have done that would have saved the situation. And even if he doesn't do it, it's as if that potential has been fulfilled, and therefore it's mutter. What could he have potentially done to the basket that would make it mutter to take the Eruv down, even though the basket's above 10 tefachim, and it's Tzidei Rosh Hashayochid, the tree is 4 tefachim wide? What could he have potentially done that would have allowed you to take the food out of the basket? Hoil v'yocho lein toiso, you can tilt the basket down. If the basket was just above 10 tefachim and the food was on one edge of the basket, inside the basket, if you tilt the basket a little bit, then the part where the food is going to be less than 10 tefachim. And then you can take from this basket, you can take the food out, because if it's less than 10 tefachim, we said in the Braisa that if it's less than 10 tefachim, then the Eruv is a good Eruv. And even the Chachomim said the Eruv is not a good Eruv, it's only because in the end of the braisa is talking about that it's on the tree less than 10 tefachim, but if it's in a basket less than 10 tefachim, you're allowed to take something out of a basket. There's no problem of using the tree. It's less than 10 tefachim, then you're allowed to do that. According to the Rabbanon, it wouldn't really work, because even less than 10 tefachim, it would be a karamelis, and a karamelis on Shabbos is also the Rabbanon to take it into Rosh Hashorabim, and therefore, according to the Chachomim themselves, this may not work. But we're now discussing Rebbe. According to Rebbe, he says that if you tilt the basket, you're allowed to then take the food from the basket, even if it's a karamelis, into Rosh Hashorabim, and it's okay. But you're going to ask the question, but he didn't tilt the basket. The whole Bein Hashmoshes, the basket was there. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling us. There's a hoil. So if the food itself is on the tree above 10 tefachim, you can't tilt the tree. It's not a good Eruv. It's in the basket, and you could tilt the basket and allow you to remove the food from a level below 10 tefachim, Since potentially you could have done that, it's a good Eruv. Hoil v'yochil in toy, so you can tilt the basket to lovio l'toychasor and bring it into 10, therefore it's a good Eruv. That's what Rav Yirmiyah says. Rav Yirmiyah says there's a concept of hoil v'yochil. Since you could potentially have done something, it's as if it was done. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start all the various discussions as to, you know, with this chiddush of Rav Yirmiyah, and we're going to leave it here for now.